Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And we got to get some Olympic news. This past weekend, the first weekend of the Olympics, Margaret Gray joining us from the press tent at the Olympics in Salt Lake City. And it's been a great first weekend, Margaret. It's been huge television ratings. United States securing its first gold medal in the snowboarding, what they call a half-pipe snowboarding. And I imagine it's been quite an exhilarating experience.
Well, it's been wonderful. It has had its drawbacks, and that's what I want to talk with you about. Also, I want to focus my column that I'll be filing for Lidley Syndicate tomorrow. I do want to congratulate Connie Chung on her appointment to CNN, and I wanted to get that in, Phil.
Absolutely.
Connie is a great, she is a great credit to her race, a wonderful credit to the Asian race, and again, congratulations on going to CNN, and a happy Chinese New Year. And if I could, Phil, I'd like to say to Connie, which is congratulations on going to CNN, and happy Chinese New Year.
Talking a little bit about the Olympics, you mentioned the security.
I really, Phil, have got a problem with it.
Well, it is tight.
It is tight. It's ridiculously tight, and I think that enough is enough. And I think it needs to be said, and I'm saying it now on your program, enough is enough. They've got to loosen it up. I understand America is under attack, and for the average person, I get it. But I'm a member of the media. There are other members of the media here. I need access. And I think what points it up better than anything else, Phil, is I was rushing to the gold medal of Kelly Clark to see her gold medal run. They stopped me going into the snowboard venue, which is security entrance 7 for the press. They told me to empty my bag. They took my gun. They told me that...
Wait, whoa. They took your gun.
I carry a gun. I have a license for a concealed weapon.
What are you doing carrying a gun into an Olympic... This is the Olympics.
I understand it's the Olympics. I don't know. I understand your question.
What are you doing carrying a gun?
What am I doing carrying a gun? I'm a public personality. I'm a member of the media. As a public personality, Phil, this is surprising that you're asking these questions. I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand what you're doing carrying a gun. You're a member of the media. You're a public personality, meaning what?
Meaning I do a nationally syndicated newspaper column, and it's possible that I'm going to be recognized by my readers. From my appearances on your program, it's possible I'm going to be recognized by people who listen to me or who are, quote, fans. And I'm sure you understand that when you're approached by people, you need some protection. You don't know whether it is an innocent autograph, whether they want to talk to you, whether they want to rape you. I carry that weapon primarily to keep myself from being raped. So I don't understand your question.
Well, you can't carry a gun into an Olympic venue. I mean, this is a, you said yourself, it's a highly secure area.
Phil, I am a member of the media. People who are starstruck often want to talk to me or come up to me, and that's when things get scary. I have a press pass. I have a deadline to meet. What's the nature of your question?
Margaret, you say you have a license to carry a concealed weapon, right?
Yes. And so what are they doing? Checking my bag and taking my gun.
The Olympic venue is probably the most publicized, secured venue in the history of this country right now. The fact that you're carrying a gun...
My God, Phil, I love my country.
It's nothing to do with you not loving your country.
Well, I don't need some $7 an hour security guard stopping me on the way to a gold medal run. I was stopped by the security person. I said to him, do you know who I am? I was just testing him. I said, do you know who you're messing with? And do you know what trouble you're in? I was really amused by the zealousness of this person that they would dare stop me going into the Olympic gold medal run of Kelly Clark and take my gun away. I said, do you know what trouble you're in now? And they didn't say anything. They grunted, as these people will. I said, do you see the stat recorder? Do you see this press pass? Take a good look at my face now. Let me pass. And I can tell you, Phil...
Well, nobody is going to do that. What kind of a gun do you have?
I'm sorry?
What kind of a gun do you have?
I've got a 9mm Walther. I don't understand your question.
A 9mm Walther?
Yes.
Good God, that thing is a...
It's a gun, Felix, a nine... I don't care anything less than a 9mm. What is the purpose of your question?
So you believe that your notoriety puts you in some jeopardy with your fans?
And the fact that I'm daily involved in investigative journalism, Phil, that frankly is beyond the understanding of the windbreaker-wearing security at the Olympics. That I'll tell you something right now, Phil. Those of us who are involved in investigative journalism carry a big axe. And now I have a problem. I've got to go on the Today Show, tell this story to Katie Couric. God help those security people when I go on the air and tell it to Katie Couric. God help the individuals who kept me from meeting my deadline on the Kelly Clark story. And the other thing I'm going to do is this. I am very sorry, but I want to announce this on your program. Frank and I will not be providing any more money to the Special Olympics.
Oh, come on, Margaret. That's because you were stopped and they pulled a gun out of your purse. The fact that...
The fact is I've got a media pass. I'm an investigative journalist. So I won't be providing any money to the Special Olympics. And if there's one thing that the Olympics doesn't like, they don't like anybody messing with their little, you know, their little retarded people and their little, the ones with the rickets and the bad legs.
This is because a security guy...
This is because I have a media pass. And they should give some education to these people as to who is allowed in and who is not.
Well, I wasn't aware that people with guns get in.
Phil, I have a press pass.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're getting our first on-the-scene Olympic security, Olympic report from Margaret Gray, who's in Salt Lake City. She was there yesterday, tried to get into Kelly Clark's gold medal-winning run for the so-called half-pipe, the snowboard run. You weren't able to make it in. The fact that they pulled a gun out of your purse at security and you feel like you should have been allowed in with a gun.
If I'd been raped, if I'd been attacked.
What is the likelihood of you being raped inside an Olympic venue?
I don't know, but do you remember a little thing called Munich?
Well, that was a long time ago, man. That was long before...
Do you remember a little thing called Munich?
Yes, I do.
All right. I carry a gun because I'm a public personality. I'm in the media, I'm in the public eye, and there is every possibility that on my way to see Kelly Clark's snowboard run, I could be pulled behind one of the food concession stands and brutally and repeatedly raped.
That, because they're a fan of yours?
Because they recognize me.
Because they hate you?
I don't know, Phil, because maybe they read something that I wrote that they didn't like. I'm very, very controversial. Bob Woodward, Carl Bernstein... All of these investigative journalists, they all share the same problem. People don't like the things they dig up. And the same is true for me.
Well, I doubt very much of the Olympic Committee. Did you try petitioning them?
I didn't think to do it, no, Phil. I am a member of the media. I should have been able to walk right through the security checkpoint with a 9mm handgun in my bag with no problems at all.
Well, that ain't gonna happen. I'm not in security. I don't know anything about... There's no way on God's good green earth that you walk through a security checkpoint with a Walther 9mm in your bag, which is about as deadly a handgun as there is.
I don't understand. A Walther 9mm is standard issue. It's standard issue for the German National Police.
Well, it's a pretty damn deadly gun.
Well, I've been on the cutting edge of journalistic brilliance for years, and I'll be damned if some Norwegian's going to rape me. And I can tell you...
This idea that you're going to get raped behind a food concession stand...
There were three kebab stands as I walked into the right, and I remember thinking, dear God, they've taken my gun. Anyone could grab me and drag me behind the kebab stand that they had there. They also had one of those teriyaki rice stands, and I could be brutally raped behind either the rice or the kebab stand. And I thought of my son, and I thought of my husband, and I kept walking and praying.
I'm going to ask a question. I don't mean any disrespect. Were you raped?
How dare you?
Come on, Margaret.
Of course I wasn't, and you know that I wasn't.
All right, then you were fine. And there were thousands of other people there enjoying the Olympics, and I didn't hear of any rapes going on. 1-800-449-8686. Security at the Olympics being very, very tight. Margaret Gray has joined us, nationally syndicated columnist. She was stopped carrying a gun, which she says she carries all the time. As a result, they've taken her gun, and she says now she's going to try to get on the Today Show and tell everybody about the Hicks in Salt Lake City. She also says that she's going to hold back donations to the Special Olympics as the result of this insult of them taking her gun away from her. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray live from the Olympics. We'll go to Emily. Go ahead, Emily. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Mrs. Gray.
Yes.
I would like to ask you,
yes,
why do you feel that you are so important that you have to carry a gun into an Olympic stadium?
Emily,
as a citizen of this country, I would expect the President of the United States to walk into that stadium without a gun.
He walks into that stadium with many guns. They're called Secret Service. That's number one.
Number two, I am a very well-known columnist.
Many people read my column.
Uh-huh.
I have a great many fans. I don't know if they want to rape me or get my autograph.
I'm so sorry
to
tell you.
What am I supposed to do?
I do not agree with you because I feel that you don't have a right to do what you did.
All I did was ask for my constitutional right to carry a concealed weapon.
Not in an Olympic stadium when everybody else is not allowed to.
No, I know everybody
it's
else,
just
but
because
I'm in the media.
Just because you are in the media does not give you the right to do so.
Emily, do you know who I am?
Yes, I do know
who
you are.
Where do you get off asking? Do you know what I can do to you or anyone with one stroke of my pen? With one column that I write.
Well, don't threaten this lady. She's simply calling in as a caller.
No, I'm not threatening her, but I'm saying
that's exactly what it sounds like, a threat.
Do you know the security guard?
The same way that you reacted towards the person that's doing his job in taking your gun away.
So in other words, Emily, I want to get this straight. A $7 an hour windbreaker wearer.
What difference does it make how much he earns? Does it make you better than him? He's doing his job.
Thousands and thousands of people rely upon my bird's eye view of the Olympics and my perspective. And if it means that I've got to get into the Olympics and get up close to Kelly Clark with a gun, then I have to do...
Oh, that sounds great. So let's get up close to one of the athletes with a gun.
Well, what do you think I'm going to do, shoot her?
Well, it sounds a little scary.
I'm trying to protect myself from being brutally sodomized.
You may, number one, you may think you know who you are and you... Some people may know you. Not everybody knows
you. I'm one of the top columnists in the country.
All right?
So
most people, I would say, do not know you.
What do you mean sodomized? Why does it have to go there? I mean, you're going to the Olympics. Why does it have to go to that extreme?
Do you know where we live? Do you know what kind of world we live in? Where a woman can be grabbed by the back of her head, dragged into an alley? Could be anywhere. Knott's Berry Farm. I could have sodomized... Phil, if he grabbed one of those kebabs and tried to put it...
And feel that that's going to happen to you in an Olympic stadium,
I don't know, dear, because of the threat to our country.
All right, look at Emily. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. What do you mean if he grabbed one of those kebabs? Margaret Gray is with us. She was stopped trying to carry a gun into the Olympic venue there. As a journalist, she feels she's entitled to carry that gun in, and they took it away from her. And now she says that she's going to stop sending money to the Special Olympics, and she's going to try to get on the Today Show and get somebody fired because she needs that gun. She's famous, and she could get raped by one of her fans. I know that there's tight security at the Olympics, and it sounds to me like it should be even tighter given some of the paranoia that's going on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You've done a great job.
Connie Chung is we're back on the air? Okay. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was just talking to Margaret about Connie Chung going over to CNN. You're really happy for her, huh?
I think what Connie's been able to achieve for the Asian people is remarkable. She's not that good of a reporter, but I think for her race, She does very well.
Well, I don't know whatever that means.
No, what I mean is, Phil, the Chinese are said to be very inscrutable people. I'm sure you've heard that said.
I've heard it said that the Oriental is inscrutable, yes.
All right. If your face is very bland and it doesn't betray any emotion because you're Asian, you don't make for a very good TV personality because it's just like looking at just a blank face with a drawn-on mouth and eyes. That's the problem with the Asians. You don't want them on TV because it looks like their eyes and mouths were just painted on. And so,
well, what difference does that make when we're talking about a journalist?
We're talking about a television personality. What I'm saying is she's come a long way despite that.
Despite her her inscrutable...
Yes, but despite the fact that with her eyes as, I don't want to say slanted, but...
All right, but go ahead and say it, because that's what you mean.
No, I don't, Phil.
Go ahead and say it, that's what you mean.
All right, despite her slanted eyes, you can still kind of see what it is she's thinking. Ordinarily, with a slanted eye, you don't know if they're angry or happy. Or asleep. And that's the other thing. I often would look at Connie and go, is she napping? Or?
Trying to be funny now, huh?
No, I'm not, Phil. I'm really proud of her.
Well, I think that race has nothing to do with it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Pam. Pam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think, Margaret, that you are the most despicable, racist human being. And what should
I beg your pardon.
Yes. Because Connie Chung is a credit to all women. Period. It has nothing to do with race.
I don't disagree with that. But she's mostly a credit to the Chinese.
No, she isn't. She's mostly a credit to the majority of the people in America
who are women. Well, I agree with you, Pam. But can we get back to the Olympics?
Well, I didn't start talking about it.
Well, yes, you did start.
Say that again, darling. You broke up.
All right, Pam, I'm going to put you on hold, hon, because we lost your phone connection there. 1-800-449-8686. I knew people would take those comments about Connie Chung as being racist.
How is that racist when I congratulate her, and I congratulated her in Chinese for her job, and you're saying I'm racist? My God, I go into the Olympic Village, I have my gun taken away from me, the threat of being sodomized behind a Greek food tent. How dare you?
What I'm trying to say is there are procedures. Delbert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mrs. Gray, you're the reason that we've got all this over security and all this craziness.
No, it's because of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
It ain't just because of them. It's because idiots like you that carry guns around and try to sneak them into athletic events.
I'm not sneaking it in. I have a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
Yeah, but you've got to know that some kind of common sense to overtake you. Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, listening to you, you sound like you ain't got, the elevator just don't go to the top. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, you just common sense just doesn't tell you that, hey, I'm going into an athletic event.
All right, but common sense tells you that you let your wife walk by any food tent or any fortune-telling booth where a woman could be dragged behind the booth, between the fence and the booth where they keep the large kegs of beer.
Well, and I ain't married, for one.
And she's repeatedly attacked.
What if, if you could go on all day about what if and all the... It sounds like you got your rape, planned out for you.
I'm sorry?
I think you've thought a whole lot about this scenario of your potential rape scene going on.
I'm simply trying to be smart like any woman should be. I'm walking into the Olympic venue. I don't have my gun, which I carry with me everywhere. Suddenly someone grabs me, drags me behind. There are three booths there. There's a Danish-American booth, there's a Greek booth, and I believe there was some kind of South American... Colombian food booth. Any one of those three booths I could be dragged behind and sodomized with any food product, any of the kitchen utensils.
Good God.
What?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray thinks the security is too tight at the Olympics. The Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. She got caught with carrying a weapon into the Olympics.
You know, Phil, you make it sound as if it's all my fault.
Hold on, because I want to explain this, okay? We've been hearing from you. You got stopped by Olympic security carrying a Walther 9mm in your purse, which you say you carry everywhere. You said you were carrying that gun because you were afraid of being attacked and raped by any fan or reader inside the Olympic venue. You've also said because you were stopped and had the gun confiscated, you and your husband, Frank, are not going to give to the Special Olympics. Is that true?
We are withdrawing our funding, yes.
Why? Why do the kids get...
Phil, I don't think this country should celebrate the ailments and infirmments of children if I don't get to do my job and I'm not recognized for the position I have in the media. That's number one. Number two, my fear of being raped...
Yeah, and you not only are you afraid of being raped, you're afraid of being raped near the Greek kebab tent.
Can I explain?
Well, I mean...
May I explain?
Go ahead.
You know something, Phil? Years ago, when I was a young student, I dated a Greek student. This was in Pennsylvania, at the University of Pennsylvania. His name was Alex. He was a good man. Physically, he was quite endowed. And while some women may welcome that, for me, it was very painful. Very painful. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, fine. What's that?
If I may finish. Additionally, while he was making love to me, he was eating a sandwich. I found that both repulsive yet exciting. And I've been extremely conflicted about the Greeks ever since.
While he was making love to you, he was eating a sandwich.
Yes. He had a pita pocket filled with all kinds of oily lamb and cucumber. Everything was fine. Until I saw this tall Greek bobsledder at the Olympic Village, and I don't know. I don't really want that.
Okay, but this is the present day, okay? Here is Marge on the Phil Hendry Show. Marge?
Yeah, Phil.
Go ahead, dear.
Obviously, this woman's a fruitcake. I don't even know who Margaret Gray is.
I beg your pardon. I'm a nationally syndicated columnist.
I beg yours. I am talking now.
Well, I'm a nationally syndicated columnist.
You think you're some beauty or something that somebody's waiting for to rape. I got news for you, lady. Nobody would rape you. I haven't seen your face yet, but you definitely are out of it, totally out of it, and you're on an ego trip that's a mile high. How dare you talk about security making $8 an hour and working their tails off?
They're working their rear ends off. That's right.
Dare you put them down? Who do you think you are, lady,
$7
you should carry a gun into an Olympic thing? Who are you?
I happen to be a nationally recognized newspaper columnist.
No, you're not a recognized newspaper columnist because I never even heard of you.
Well, you have to be able to read.
You sound like a nut.
You need to be able to read.
You obviously would like to see somebody attack you or something because you need the attention. How dare
you? That is very destructive for one woman to say to another. And another thing.
I don't care. I'm saying it to a fruitcake. With all those beautiful athletes there, why for 1 minute would you think that somebody's out to get you and you need a gun? Why should you have a gun at the Olympics when nobody else can have a gun?
May I ask you a question?
And those $8 an hour people are working to protect the rest of us.
Mr. Hendry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Ask me anything.
Have you ever made love to a Greek man?
Oh, stop with that nonsense, too. You should have held on to him, lady, because you were lucky if you got that far.
I should hold on to a man who's eating a sandwich.
I got news for you, lady. There's something wrong with you. You should have grabbed him when you could have. Because there's no way anybody would even bother with
you. Well, what's your nickname? Grand Canyon?
You're a wise guy.
Oh, God, this is really disgusting.
You are just a filthy-minded...
Do we need to talk about this?
I didn't bring it up. She brought up because she's jealous I had a Greek and she didn't.
Oh, God, listen
to
this
woman.
Well,
then why else would you talk about it that way?
You're the one who brought it up,
kidding?
Margaret.
Are you kidding or something? What's wrong with you, lady?
Kidding you about what?
I can't believe you, of all people, should have nothing on you when you come in. If you hold a media card, I cannot believe you hold a media card. because whoever you work for certainly should investigate you and investigate you thoroughly.
If you're
on Katie Couric's News Today program,
that's right.
She'll do a job on you.
Oh, she will.
She'll
now, Katie's
you
a darling.
Down.
She's a
she'll
darling.
She'll bring you down to where you belong.
Not since the colon cancer thing. No, she's a darling. And
okay, don't bring that up.
Oh,
poor woman.
She's a darling, and she'll hear me out.
Yeah, she'll hear you out. She'll put you in your place because there's definitely something wrong with you.
Something wrong with
you're
me.
A bigot, for one thing.
How
you're
am I a bigot.
Bigot.
How am
and
I a
another
bigot?
Thing is that you think you're high and mighty over there, and
Katie
you're putting
Couric.
Down everybody else.
Let
and
me
how
tell
you dare
something.
You?
Katie Couric was once taken by a Greek. She knows
oh,
what
well,
I'm talking about.
Oh, you stop with that Greek stuff.
Well,
what is this nonsense?
Well,
you sound like
you?
An idiot. I can't believe that you hold a press card.
You know, just because you drive a train between your legs and out
what
your
is
mouth
this?
Doesn't
what
oh, come on.
Is this?
What kind of conversation are we having now? I thought we were talking about the security at the Olympics.
We certainly were. I don't know what's wrong with this
she
woman.
She insulted me in the memory of Alex.
Lady, you're a pervert.
Who's Alex?
You are a sick pervert. That's
oh,
what you
I'm
are.
I'm a pervert now because
I
I'm a
woman.
I don't
believe you
I'm
even work
woman.
For a newspaper. If you do, I am shocked.
I'm a woman who stands up for her rights, and you can't take it because you're sitting there doing nothing.
Is that right?
I go to the Salt Lake City venue carrying a weapon. Any man tries to get my sweet booty, he'll pay for it.
Oh, you got to be kidding. You wish. Lady, you wish. That's what you want.
Your
you
sweet
would like
booty.
To see something. You
that's
are
right.
Screwy as they
none
come.
None of those bad boys get to touch this sweet thing here.
Oh, you
oh
are
my
sick.
God.
Oh, my God.
My
Phil?
God. My
Phil,
God.
She's wacko, Phil. I'm not even going to continue with this conversation. She's
I'm
so wacko.
I'm wacko because I carry a weapon for the natural fear I might be raped behind a Greek food tent.
The natural fear.
Will you
the
stop?
Natural fear. This is not a natural fear. This is a paranoia that was born of some ill-fated love affair you had with a Greek in California, wherever it was.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. And the guy was eating a pita with olive oil while he was making love to you. What kind of a memory is that? He sounds like a pig. Sounds like an...
It was exciting. Marge, you understand. There's something about a man eating while he's making love to you. You know
no,
what I mean?
Don't understand. I don't understand a
sure
thing
that
you upset. I'm sorry.
You don't
I
get
do
that.
Not understand.
So
you are a very sick woman. Let
you
me tell you
you've never had
that.
A man eating a hot dog when he was making love to you?
Yeah. No, ma'am. No way. No way. You are
what
sick.
Kind of weird...
conversation is this.
I find it very hard. You never had a man say squat over an egg.
Okay, that's it.
That did it.
That did
that
it.
That did it, Phil.
Did
you
it
want
what?
To cut her
wait,
off.
Wait a second.
She's
what do you mean that
she's
did
impossible.
What did I do?
What you did do? What
did
didn't
I,
you do?
What didn't I
you
do?
You are a filthy-minded bigot is what you are. And
do you
don't deserve to be on the line talking to anybody.
Do you know what it's like to have a man dripping cucumber dust
will
on your...
Will you stop that kind
stop
of...
Stop it!
I am a 75-year-old woman married 54 years old to my husband, and nobody has ever spoken to me like that.
I'm talking
you're
to you
disgusting.
I am talking to you woman to woman. You're
no,
going to be standing in line.
No, don't talk to me woman to woman because you're no woman.
You'll be standing in line at the Slovakia.
You're
Kansas
no woman. You're a pervert.
You're weird, baby. Really
yeah.
Weird.
Pervert.
Oh, it's baby all of a sudden, huh?
Oh, well, listen to her now, Phil. She's going to start on
it's
you.
It's baby
I better
all of a sudden. Now he's calling me baby.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because you're so gorgeous. You're gorgeous. That's what you think. Phil, goodbye. Good
let
night.
Me tell you something. That wasn't cucumber dressing on my face.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, she's a slob. She's you're... an absolute slob.
Mr. Henry, I want you
good
to
good night,
get
Phil.
I want to talk woman to woman to you.
You want to talk woman to me?
Yeah.
Woman to me?
Do you speak Greek?
No, I don't speak
listen
Greek.
Listen to this. Slanustas nakada. Do you
no,
know what that
good
means?
Night. I
you
don't want to waste my time
it
with
means
you. That good
ain't
night.
Cucumber dressing.
Thank you. Weird. Gone. Gone, baby, gone. She writes for the Gone newspaper syndicate, man, Margaret. Where do I begin with her nut job? She's lucky she's not in jail carrying a freaking piece into the Olympics. I think she ought to be. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Phil Hendry with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, is at the Olympics in Salt Lake City, where she was stopped by security yesterday trying to get into one of the venues. She was carrying a gun, which she says she has a license for. They took it from her, and she's at one of the Olympic tents right now. They took the gun away from you, Margaret, and you are threatening now because of that to withhold your funding from the Special Olympics. You want to go on the Today Show and tell everybody about the overly tight security. You want to get somebody fired, don't you?
No, I'll tell you right now. I don't need to go on the Today Show and talk about this. I could have had that job.
What job?
I could have had Katie Couric's job.
You could have had Katie Couric's job?
Yes. I could have had that, but because they had sympathy for her, and as I mentioned, the whole colon cancer thing.
Oh, look at, man, they don't have sympathy for her. She's a talent.
No. I know she's a talent, but look, I had the affair with Alex, and I have had a very, very tough time of it with my colon ever since. And no one's given me the Today Show job. So I can tell you, Phil, that when it comes time to call in some favors, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to say to Katie very clearly, I could have your job, but I'm not going to take it. I want 15 minutes on a Friday show to talk about how I was humiliated having my Walther 9mm taken away from me just because I was going into the Olympics.
Oh, well, just because. Just because.
Phil, you don't get it.
I guess not, man. I'm not a big columnist. Here is Beatrice on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. This is my comment for Mrs. Gray. All the athletes from the world come in a peaceful manner to the Olympics.
Yes.
Who do you think you are to try to walk there with a gun? They should raise the salary of that poor $7 person who took your gun away.
I'm published in
for the sound of your voice. I didn't finish. Thank
I'm
you for your sound of your voice.
Newspapers across the country.
I don't care who you are. You are not the president of the United States. You're nobody comparing to those athletes.
Darling,
and their lives. For what you sound, I don't think any man will want to rape you. And if I ever see your column again, I throw it in the garbage. And I hope you are fired from every newspaper you try to publish your column in.
Everybody throws my column in the garbage after they read it.
Everybody will after what you say, my dear. And I finish. Thank you.
No, Beatrice. After they read it, then. You sound Greek, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're not Greek.
You have this thing with the Greeks. Go and do whatever you want in Greek, and don't bring guns to the Olympics.
I only bring
you
guns.
You are crazy,
so that I don't
filthy,
want somebody,
egotistic freak, and that's all I have to
I
say.
Want
I don't want to
like
talk to
you.
Man.
Asking for my autograph. That's why I feel like shooting them. That's all.
Why don't you shoot yourself?
Why would I shoot myself? I don't
because
want my own autograph.
We don't need people like you in the world.
Don't need me in the world. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't know about the great stars, the great Jennifer Aniston, and people like that.
I have better columnists than you in Miami, my
Such
dear.
All,
so wake
no
up.
One.
We don't need
oh,
you.
There's nobody down there.
We do not need you.
Except for the Dave Bunyan or whatever it is.
Dave Barry.
Dave Barry. He's
you
the only one.
We don't need you in Miami,
and
in
the
Olympics,
is,
with a gun.
Carl Hyacin, and that's it. There's nobody else that can read or write in Miami, so what difference does it make?
Excuse
right.
me? You're an ignorant, you know what? I have to go. I say my
You piece. Have to go clean someone's house?
Oh, that's great.
Well, I thought I'd get it in.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Angie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Angie.
All right. This lady cannot possibly be serious.
Oh, you know what? The things that I've been listening to this afternoon, I could well ask the other people that question. Are they serious?
Are you serious? You can't possibly
Am I serious about what? I'm serious about doing my job.
You're making a fool of yourself.
No,
what
I'm
you're
not.
Doing.
I happen to be a nationally syndicated newspaper
I've never
columnist.
Heard of you, and you sound like a whack job
well,
to me.
You,
I feel sorry
again,
for your employer.
You've never heard of me? Do you read newspapers?
Yeah, I do.
I find that difficult to believe. You've never
oh,
heard
I bet
of a,
you do. I can't
second.
Believe you can even write.
You've never read A Little Bird Told Me.
Look, let me ask you
That's
this.
The name of my column.
A Little Bird Told Me.
Yes.
It should be Go Kill Yourself.
Go Kill I don't get it.
You that's, should go kill yourself.
That's really stupid.
You're really stupid. Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about other self-defense techniques?
Look, at Angie, Highlights Magazine doesn't count as a newspaper, so anything else?
Just answer her question, okay?
Yeah.
Well, what's your question?
Have you ever thought of other self-defense techniques other than a gun? I think it takes a pretty weak person to carry a gun.
The most effective self-defense is a gun. Look, if men are coming at you as they've come at me over through 53 years of my life, you get used to carrying a gun. Now,
well, there
I don't
are other
know,
ways other
you,
than a gun.
Are men attracted to you?
Probably more than you.
Well, I don't think so if you don't feel prone to carry a gun. You know something, Angie? When you learn how to read, you give me a call back. I'll tell
Honey,
you how
you
can get some back
read.
Issues of my column.
Look,
and,
I'll
give you a special primer.
Voice.
I'll give you a special primer on Greek men, too.
All right.
I can carry a gun or put a mousetrap in my pants either way.
Juan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to comment here. I mean, who does this lady think she is? Does she think she's Jesus or God because she has a press pass?
I mean, well, no, but I do have full access.
Don't you understand what the country has gone through since September 11th?
I didn't fly an airplane into the World Trade Center.
Well, let me tell you something. I work at a Federal Reserve building. You think they let me go in with a gun after September 11th?
I don't know.
They register our cars every single day. Open your trunks. I've been working there for the past four years.
I
know the guards.
I don't know about you.
And you think they're going to stop?
Life, but I know about mine, and I know that they took my gun. And so the
it doesn't matter. Do you think that guard knows you? I've been working up the space for 4 years. I know
the
guards. Do you think they're going to let me go into a Federal Reserve building with a gun?
I don't. They probably don't let you go in because they have questions about you.
They don't have no questions. They see me day after day.
Well, then why won't they let you?
This guy's probably never even seen me.
Why don't they let you take a gun in then? They must be suspicious of you. Are you American?
Yes, I am.
You are. Look, obviously, being a reservist, you've had some experience with Greeks.
I don't have no experience with Greeks.
Can we get off the Greek thing?
I can tell you, sir, that it is my experience that I need a gun. I'm a nationally syndicated columnist. I'm big time. People dig me.
And do you
They're
think that little $7 an hour guard may have known who you are?
That's ridiculous.
You ought to pay him for just watching your security.
He looked as if he wanted to have sex with me. I don't know.
At 53 years old, like you said, lady, I don't think so.
54-year-old women can't throw it around.
I feel pretty sorry for that guard.
Yeah, well, you know what? I could put your head between my thighs.
It's all right. I've heard enough of this garbage. Put your head between my thighs. Oh, God. Now I got to go throw up. That was Margaret Gray. Her column, A Little Bird Told Me, appears in 150 newspapers nationally. 1-800-449-8686. She got thrown out of the Olympics carrying in a Walther 9mm, which she carries everywhere ever since she met some Greek in college who, while he was making love to her, was eating a sandwich. As a result, she's afraid of being sexually assaulted near Greek food tents. Jesus God. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Don't forget the Phil Henry website and log on to our website, philhenryshow.com. You got to get a backstage pass to enjoy all of the audio. What do I mean by audio? That means shows, past shows, bits, all kinds of great crap. You have to get a backstage pass. It's only $6.95. Sign up now. Also, vote on our celebrity ass poll. Whose ass do you think is posted this week? We'll post a different ass each week. Guess here, click to celebrity ass. This week, does it belong to Selma Hayek, Cameron Diaz, Britney Spears, Denise Richards, or Sarah Michelle Gellar? The celebrity ass poll only on the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com.